Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. I'm going to be here with you for the next 55 minutes, and we're going to discover whatever we discover as time unfolds here. If this is your first time listening to my show, I want to invite you to go to my website and see what I'm up to. My website is starofthemagi.com. I think there's a link there on your page. And you can see, you can look up your birthday card according to the Mystic Oracle, the mystic science of the cards, which is an ancient oracle, and reveals that the card deck was originally a calendar. It was originally used for timekeeping. And each day, I really honor this system because it's so accurate. And all of my clients would tell you the same thing, and all the other people that play with this system would tell you that. It's kind of mind-blowing sometimes, but you can look and see that I have the card of the day I put up every day on the website, and I also email it out in a free email if you like to do that. Some people read the card of the day while they're having their morning coffee, and so I hear. And today the card is the Six of Clubs. It's the Cancer. The sun is in Cancer right now. And the card that rules this day is the Six of Clubs. And this is the card of the messenger. And I like to honor the card of the day when I do my radio show because I really learn so much from studying the system and the language that it has, the language that it speaks through symbols and through numbers and through the movement of time. And what I wrote for today was intuition will be the best priority today. Listen and follow what feels right. Let logic take the role of backup. Balance and harmony will take precedence over all else. This is so important for this influence. Sixes teach us to create balance within ourselves and within our lives. And the club suit represents the mental realm. So this is about balancing our mind and our beliefs and our intentions, and how we communicate with one another. Sixes, I veered away from reading now. Sixes also teach us to take responsibility, and June 24th, 2 and 4, is also a six. So there's a real strong influence of this today. And because of that six energy, it can be a very seemingly low-key day, a day when things sort of float. I'm getting ear mail. Oh, why can I not find the link to click to hear you? I don't know. So I'm getting emails from people saying they're having trouble finding a link to get on. So, Seth, if you're listening to that, please look at that, okay? I don't know what's going on, if anything. So sixes teach us to take responsibility. Being in the club suit, the Six of Clubs teaches us to take responsibility with our thinking and our communication, because the club suit rules the mental realm. It rules how we think. It rules our beliefs. It rules how we communicate. Adjustments may be called for today, and making them will lead to changes that bring new foundations of truer self-expression, deeper interpersonal connections, and more defined individuality. Any adjustments that are called for when this card is present, or any of the sixes, are there to give us the opportunity to step up to the plate in a way that maybe we've avoided. If it's with the Heart Suit, it has to do with our relationships and taking responsibility for them instead of expecting someone else to. If it's a Club Suit, it has to do with our communication, as I said before. If it's a Diamond Suit, it has to do with our values. And if it's a Spade Suit, it has to do with our life in general and how we're responding to life. And each suit, the order Hearts, Clubs, Diamonds, Spades, embodies the suits before it. And I talk about this in my books. And so it's important to recognize that as the suits continue in their progression from the Heart Suit to the Club Suit to the Diamond Suit to the Spade Suit, they carry more weight with them. And for the Six of Clubs, it's also embodying the Six of Hearts energy, which says that it's important to take responsibility for our relationships. So this is a day when we work hard, we're patient and kind, and then we give way to our imagination, because the Six of Clubs is the messenger, and from the Six of Clubs, many intuitive gifts are bestowed upon us. I think I have a caller. Do I have a caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Sharon?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, this is Laura De Leon.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm so
you
excited to hear you.
You found the link. You found the link, darling.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear you on the radio, and it's about time.
Oh, well, thanks for tuning in, and thanks for calling in.
Absolutely.
How are you doing there?
Well, I have a question about, I get your card of the day,
mm-hmm.
and I love it, and sometimes I'm trying to figure out, by figuring out how to apply it to myself, but what I'm finding for myself lately is that I get things moving, and things start to groove, and then, boom, I kind of get knocked on my butt again.
Uh-huh.
And I'm really, really hoping for at least some advice or some, some guidance in this place.
Well, why don't you remind me of what your present age is?
You're really going to make me do that?
Probably would have been good not to say your last name.
That's okay. 49.
49, a magical time indeed. Well, you just started a new 7-year cycle on your last birthday, which was in January, correct?
Correct.
You are the 10 of spades, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. And you've got the 10 of hearts sitting in your house for this whole 7-year cycle. So I want to ask you this. Let me see where your Ten of Spades is. Oh, in the house of self-mastery and the unpredictable. Things starting up and then changing direction immediately. You're sitting in Mercury and Uranus. It's like, here we go, and then, poof, the direction changes.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, this is really about you letting go and allowing yourself to just be on a wild ride here.
The inside is
where the stability is.
Huh.
That's where the stability is, because you're sitting in the Queen of Spades house, and she is the card of self-mastery. And let me tell you something about this queen, because you're in her house to learn and absorb and, you know, resonate with the wisdom of that card. And on the high side, this card is one of the most powerful cards in the deck. She's wearing the crown of the spade suit. She sits next to the King of Spades in the true order of the cards. She sits between the Jack, who is the spiritual initiate, and the King, who is the master of the deck. And she actually holds the most powerful position. And when you allow yourself to live your reality on the inside, live it 100%, then you'll see it manifest on the outside. If you take your eyes away from your inner world and look to what's happening on the outside, my guess is it might disappear.
Hmm.
And that could be what's happening with you.
Very interesting. Well, you know, thank you so much, because you're saying that this is the way it is right now. And
this is the way it is for 7 years.
Okay, so I better start enjoying the ride, right?
And well, it's an exciting time, actually.
Well,
almost like you're being trained to turn around 180 degrees and stay facing that way toward inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything unfolds for you. And if I were you, I would explore, I would play with this. Because you're telling me that you get going on a roll and then all of a sudden you're on your butt.
Well, I was on, let's put it this way, I went into the clearing and the letting go place. Not so much on my, well, I did end up on my ass for a while, but I did pick up, and here I am talking to you now. But in the clearing out of letting go, there is a mourning within that as well. And I think I just came out of a mourning period, but where I'm seeing what you're saying now about that stability being inside me, and
mm-hmm.
also that the playing field has just gotten a bigger for me.
There you go.
With all the cleansing that I've done, but perhaps it's more that I now I don't know what to do with all the playing field I've made for myself.
You don't have to do anything, because
okay.
you are the queen. Listen, your Ten of Spades birth card is sitting in the Queen of Spades house, and your Five of Spades planetary ruling card is sitting in the Queen of Hearts house. All you have to do is position yourself in that throne and wear the crown of the heart and wear the crown of wisdom, because those are those two crowns. And the people are going to just come to you. You've got the Ten of Hearts in your house, honey. And the Queen of Diamonds, hello, she's in your Five of Spades house. So you've got the three queens, okay? You're just queenie. Queen for a day, queen for 7 years, actually.
Wow.
But every day you must choose to be the queen. Because every day we wake up, we forget the day before.
Hmm. Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like every day is like an entirely new lifetime.
Wow.
So when you wake up in the morning, you express your gratitude for the three crowns.
Wow. That's beautiful.
And then you allow yourself. You dream your kingdom, because that Queen of Hearts, she sits in double Neptune position. She's also your vertical Mercury card, so she's sitting on your head. She is your crown. And she's saying, dream, fantasize, imagine. Now, let me talk to you just briefly about your long-range cards, because you have the 6 and 7 of Hearts for the year of the age that you are. And by the way, this is your 7th 7-year cycle. So, you know, just get down and dirty with how, you know, this is all down and dirty, because we got to have that little edge. But, you know, this is all about refining your perspective of who you are,
mm-hmm.
and allowing yourself to just keep birthing with every breath into being, you know. And the 6 and 7 of Hearts are all about just being in that higher love, letting go, you know, being in the unconditional acceptance of all beings and observing them from a place of wisdom and receptivity, because the Queen is receptive.
Wow.
So this is actually a very powerful time for yourself. The fact that you're sitting in Mercury and Uranus says, you know, things are going to move quick, they're going to change quick, and it's all perfect. Things are going to come and go, come and go, come and go.
Yeah.
And when they come, you go, oh, what a beautiful gem you are. I love you completely in that moment, because it might go. But you know what? Something more amazing is going to show up. So it's almost like you're in this light, fantastic show of, you know, celestial baubles or something. This is how I'm seeing you anyway. This is very cosmic. Because,
wow, I like that.
You know, if you listen to my radio show, you'd know that I don't always talk like this. So.
Oh.
Yes, my darling.
Wow.
So let me just take a quick peek at the actual year. Ooh.
Here I am thinking I'm doing something wrong because things are coming and then they're gone. I'm going, well, if I would have done it right, maybe they would have stayed, and then I start the whole number on myself.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Stop it immediately.
You.
Yes. No. You, yes, it's not necessary to do that, really. It has nothing to do with you.
Well, that's a nice change of pace.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
Like life is playing with you in a big way right now. Play back. Play back.
Cool.
It's
I like
that. Hide and seek, you know. You got to hide inside, and then something shows up, and you go, ah, I got you. Tag, you're it, you know, and then you run.
Wow.
It's like the goddess, you know, Lakshmi says, you know, when you chase something, it runs away. But if you turn within, all things will just come to you. And I'll tell you something. With that Ten of Hearts sitting in your house for 7 years, you are going to become very popular, and you are going to be so loved, and the people are just going to gather around you, and you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is be responsive and play with life the way it's playing with you.
Oh, I'm so glad I called.
Me too. That was poetic.
You are poetic, lady. I'm glad this is recorded.
Yeah.
For your next book.
It is recorded. You can get it from the archives.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you.
It is recorded. So I love you, and I just want you to keep me posted on all these fabulous things.
Oh, absolutely, and I'll be listening more often now.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Love you, Sharon. Thank you so much.
I love you, too. Bye,
bye-bye.
Laura. So, you know, life speaks to each one of us in such a perfect way, and that voice is constantly changing. Do I have a caller?
Hi, yeah.
Hi, who's this?
This is Helene, and I have a birthday tomorrow, so want to know what the upcoming year holds.
Is this Helene who lives in New Jersey?
It is.
I was going to call you. I have you on my list to call to tell you I wasn't coming to New Jersey.
I gathered that because I get carded the day as well, and it says I'm coming, but...
And then I'm not coming because my book is winning an award, so I had to change my schedule. I know, I'm so excited. So, Helene, when is your birthday?
June 25th, 1950.
Oh, June 25th.
Yeah,
that's tomorrow.
Yes,
1950. So tomorrow you are going to be 59, correct?
Yeah.
So you're the magical five of clubs. Indeed you are. Okay, so let's see what's going on here. So you went into a seven-year cycle last year, like Laura did on her last birthday. So on your 49th birthday, and I just want to peek at that really quick, because I want to see, where is that page? Here it is. I want to see who's sitting in your house. Ooh, the card of mental creativity, and it's through your mental creativity that you will create new financial foundations for yourself and a sense of stability and a clarity about what your values really are for you, what your priorities are for you, and what's important for you right now. Does this make sense to you?
It does. I mean, I think it's coming. It hasn't quite arrived.
You haven't had your birthday yet.
Oh, you're having
your birthday tomorrow. So this is what's coming with your birthday.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Sorry. I was looking at the seven-year cycle, but I was looking at the cards that are here for this year. So now, look where you're sitting. So let's just have a little conversation about this creativity thing I just brought up. Are you inspired in some way to, you know, you have strong cards that speak of writing, so I don't know if this is something that...
That's on the money. I write, and last year, maybe like the year before, there's a big shift where I finally want to put my life more in the creative realm with writing and singing and producing, but everything's kind of, you know, slow.
Right. Let me look at what was going on for age 58. Well, it seems like everything took more effort than it needed to, and things didn't exactly go the way you wanted them to. It looks like there were some obstacles going on. And probably a little, you know, a little heavy on the spirit, shall we say. And also maybe some loss financially. I mean, you, age 58 is like, holy moly. I mean, you got some really intense cards. You got all four nines at 58, and nines are all about letting go. Now, the letting go is about really, really letting go so that we can be transformed. They're cards of initiation, but when all four of them there, you just feel like, at the very least, life put you on hold, you know.
Yeah.
At the most, it's really easy. Yeah, it's really easy to feel like a victim. But, you know, this year that the cards you're getting with your birthday tomorrow are so different, and you're going to have a real sudden change happen. Are you thinking about relocating or something?
I'd love to work. I mean, financially I couldn't, but I'm really ready and asking for big change.
Well, it could happen very unexpectedly in the first, you know, 5 weeks, 6 weeks after your birthday. Just out of the blue. I mean, I've had experiences where I felt like, you know, I wanted that to happen, didn't know how that would work, and all of a sudden I turn around and go, whoa, how did I get from there to here? That's 3,000 miles. It's like, who did that? So, you know, you've got those kind of influences that could really shift your life quite quickly and put you in a new home, a new place to live. I'm telling you. So don't let the limiting beliefs be the, you know, main story that you're telling yourself. In fact, that story probably ought to be retired altogether, you know, burn the book. Because with the cards that you get, a lot of change is going to start happening after your birthday here. And it's a Jupiter-ruled year for you. And Jupiter expands everything. And you've got some... You got some nice cards. You're going to feel like somebody let you out of the coffin. Sorry. I'm a little dramatic, but, you know, with all those nines, it probably has felt a little strange at times. And, you know, it really is pretty profound when you move out of that kind of energy. And, you know, you've got the five of spades in your face, and it's just going to say, okay, come on, get on, we're going. So it ought to be really cool, and it's also a shift in your work, and it's a shift for the better and a shift that's empowering for you.
Thank
you.
You
want to be open and receptive to the communication and the opportunities. I mean, really, I want you to just write down every self-limiting belief that you have about yourself and your life. Write them all down on a piece of paper, wad it up in a ball, and burn the thing.
Okay.
And then sit down and write all the wonderful things that you know about yourself. And, you know, just go full out.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't a very enthusiastic.
No, only because I'm writing every word you're saying, because I
want
to get this to do it.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, this is important, because tomorrow is your birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Helene, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
So, that's my singing debut on the radio.
There you go.
Unfortunately for everyone, it probably won't happen again. This is, you know, really look up, look up, look up, because you're sitting on top of the world when you go into this new year for yourself. So don't see it as, you know, one more year on the calendar and, you know, you're carrying out just tonight. Get rid of all this stuff, anything you've been carrying that's weighing you down, and leave it behind with this year. Thank it for being there for whatever reason, even if you don't know what it was, and step into this new year with Jupiter, oh my goodness, who is like Santa Claus, and really give yourself permission to receive and just say yes, yes, yes. That's your mantra, yes.
Excellent.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay?
Yes.
Yay!
Thank you.
Very good.
Oh, you're yes,
very
yes,
welcome.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm so happy that I'm getting to wish you a happy birthday and give you a little birthday reading. Because I guarantee you.
I'm so appreciative. You know, the phones were a little messed up. I let the station know. And I guess it was my good fortune because I kept trying all the numbers. So I got through happily.
Yay. I'm so glad you did.
Thank you, Sharon. And I'll keep looking to see when you do come east.
Okay. I am east. I'm just down low. I'm in the south.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll be up there.
All right.
Just... Life says, no, you got to come over here first.
Thank you so much, and very big thank you.
Thank you, and happy birthday, darling.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Mm. My pleasure. Mm. My joy. Bye. So, people, birthdays are so fabulous because we get all new cards on our birthday. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that whatever we're given, if we take advantage of it, it's going to be awesome for us. You know, my youngest son, when he was in school, you know, the classes that he was a six of clubs. If you have a six of clubs kid, let me tell you something, you know, they are not academically oriented. However, they're brilliant. And if they love something, they're like the best in the class. If they're not interested, they could care less. And what I always used to tell him, that no matter what was going on, that he was where he was right now, and the best thing he could do would be to take advantage of every moment. Just really take advantage of where he was. Because if he learned to do that in adverse situations, or situations that he didn't really want to be in, then he could do anything. And he has done. Hi, who's on the line?
Hi, Sharon. This is Mindy.
Lindy!
Hello, how are you? Bonding blanket, Mindy.
What?
Do you remember me? Bonding blanket, the bonding blanket.
Oh, the bonding blanket lady.
That's me.
I do. You have a lot of noise in the background. What is that?
It's my cell phone. I'm on a cell phone.
Are you the Three of Spades?
I am.
See, I didn't remember your name, but I remember your card.
April 5th, 1956.
Yeah.
And I was working at my computer, and in came an email from you. I clicked on it, and I noticed that you're on your radio. So that's how I got to you right now. I thought, oh, I'm going to say hello.
Yeah, you know, I usually forget to send those blasts out.
Uh-huh.
And today, I was just on it. I put it on Twitter. I put it on Facebook. I sent out the blast, you know, and I thought, I'm just going to do it, you know, for the fun of it. And I'm glad I did, because it's interesting who's calling here today. So how are things going with the bonding blanket?
Well, I've gotten really close the very last time, last year, with a very large manufacturer. And a new director of marketing came on board, and she put a no to it, and she put it on hold. So I have another project that I have started that may take me to the UK very soon. But I hold the bonding blanket. I know that I'm going to implement that. I may go after the pet market first. But I had it over with a very large manufacturer so for a long time. So I've had to regroup. So that's the reason for my call.
What's your age right now?
I am 53.
53?
Yes. I'm sorry for this extra noise.
Yeah, it's very hard to hear you, actually.
How is this?
What clubs is in your house? So, and you're in the Six of Diamonds. You know, there's something going on. You got a little block of energy going on here, and part of this has to do with you bringing financial things into order in some way. First, by refining how you're looking at them, and secondly, then really putting things in their right order.
Okay.
It's something to do with responsibility. Now, this card, where is your Three of Spades? Because it's a great time to bring your ideas into form,
mm-hmm.
but you're having to let go of some past way of thinking about things. It's almost like you're being turned inside out right now. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it's about how I have to just go for it. I can't go back to the traditional way of finding a 9-to-5 and try to do that. Right now it's like, just believe that you're going to get it and just go for it. So
But there's a practical aspect to this also.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting all your ducks in a row. And for some reason, I keep hearing Australia, Australia, Australia. Look, Seth, if you're listening to the show, I'm getting a bunch of emails that are saying the call-in numbers aren't working. So I'm not, hi, Jeremy, I'm not sure why, what's happening for people, but I just want you to know that. So, Lindy, it's like you, I'm feeling Australia. I keep hearing Australia, Australia. Do you know what that's about? I think you ought to look into.
Okay.
And I don't even...
Where it's taking me is actually to the UK.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And you also might want to, you know, be open to the possibility of connecting in Australia in some way.
Okay.
I feel like somewhere between Sydney and Melbourne, it's like there's something going on. And, you know, there's someone there that can grasp the concept of what you're doing, which is so amazing, and take it to the next level for you. So
okay.
I'm not saying don't follow the thing with the UK.
Sure.
One of the things that's showing up, you've got every card of spiritual initiation in your path this year. So this is really, really, really important. It's also a year that's governed by Saturn, so self-discipline is so important for you right now, I can't tell you. You must make that your priority. If you don't meditate, you need to start meditating on a regular basis. Even if you do it for 10 minutes a day, that 10 minutes, you want to be 100% focused, to just be completely still. Okay?
Yes.
The more you do, the better. However, you need to be putting some sort of, you need to initiate the effort to feed your spirit and your spiritual growth and that part of yourself this year, or, you know, they're going to start batting you around a little bit to get your attention and make you go within. You're really, I mean, you've got cards that say you have to refine your mental environment and be the spiritual initiate. And let go of how you think things are supposed to go, and just give way
right.
to the journey that life wants to take you on. So
uh-huh.
it's about, you know, I really believe that the art of manifestation is co-creation. We have to be co-creators with life. It's
yeah.
not about, well, if I really want this, it's going to happen. No, no,
yeah.
no. We have to be aligned with life itself, and that takes graciousness, and it's like a recipe of gratitude and grace,
yes.
you know, and stillness and receptivity, where we feel our passion rise within us and we allow our passion and life to unite, like Michelangelo's, you know, the finger of man touching God. It's that
yes.
that point of when the magic just goes boing and bursts.
I understand.
Yes.
I do, I get it.
Okay, I know you do.
Yeah.
So, you know, things are looking, you know, when you get a little further here, maybe into your Mars cycle, which begins, let me see when your Mars cycle begins. Your Mars cycle begins, 1, 2, 3, on the 16th of July.
Oh, good.
I have a feeling that, you know, things are going to shift big time for you.
Good.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah, I hope for it to move forward. What do you think about change in residence this year?
This year... Well, I can see you're thinking about that. You got the Five of Clubs in Venus. Venus rules home, and the Five of Clubs is your mind is feeling very adventurous and wants some change.
Yes.
Well, let's see. Your planetary ruling card is the Five of Diamonds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. It could happen by your next birthday. I think, though, you're going to go through a little back and forth about what that actually means for you.
That is correct.
Yeah. Do I go here? Do I go there? Do I stay here?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, there's that kind of activity. That's going to get really intense when you go into your Jupiter cycle, which is right after your Mars cycle, which begins on September 6th. So you probably be flip-flopping back like a fish out of water.
Right.
But you know
yeah.
what?
Uh-huh.
Just be really creative during that time.
Okay.
And realize that you do not, it is not necessary to make a decision.
Okay.
The decision will be made.
That's awesome.
Rachel, okay.
What do you think about love?
Love. Well, I do see the King of Hearts showing up here.
That's good.
So love could show up. He's sitting in your house, actually. That's kind of cool.
Okay. Is it somebody that I know?
What?
Is it someone that I know?
No. I think you think it's someone you know, but I'm not sure that's who it is.
Okay.
But you'll find out.
Yeah, soon enough.
In matters of the heart, it is best not to engage the mind.
Very good. I like that. That's very good.
Thank you for calling, darling.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. I am.
Bye.
So, yes, in matters of the heart, it's best not to engage the mind. It is good to be logical at times. Hello?
Hello.
I have a call? Hi, who's this?
I'm not
Hello?
Do I come in now? Do you hear me, Sharon?
I hear you. Who's this?
Sharon, this is Cindy. You did, I offered myself a birthday gift last August to have a session with you. And it was, my name is Cindy, and it was awesome.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. Sharon, the reason I'm calling, I'm sure you don't remember our session, but a lot of the focus was on my daughter.
Uh-huh.
And you said I had a bit of a challenging year ahead of me, and there's been lots of good things and lots of challenging things as well. And my most heartache, of course, comes with my daughter.
Remind me what your birthday is, month and day.
Month and day is August the 13th.
And your daughter?
Is Sarah, and she's December 24th.
Oh, Sarah. I remember. I think I remember. I don't remember the reading, but...
I'm sure.
I remember. And how old is she?
She turned 31 last December, so she's...
Okay, she's 31.
Mm-hmm.
And you are the King of Clubs, and she is the Seven of Hearts.
Yes.
Now, this is a king... This is a Seven of... let me just check my math here, because... this is a Seven of Diamonds relationship. So...
Hers and mine.
Excuse me?
Hers and mine, Sharon.
Your daughter,
and mine,
Sarah?
Relationship?
Yes.
Okay.
Cindy and Sarah together
are
the Seven of Diamonds. And do you have my relationship book?
No, I don't.
I'm going to recommend it to you.
Okay.
In fact, I recommend it to everybody that has a relationship because, you know, there's a lot of information in there about how to do this. This is a challenging relationship. The Seven of Diamonds actually represents the union of heaven and earth, of spirit and matter, of higher values and mundane values. And it really is a card of refinement. And so this relationship, it demands that we give way to love no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the opportunity for both people. And it can really bring up some old wounds and, you know, difficult things, maybe that don't have to do with your relationship with each other at all, but they'll show up in this relationship because the opportunity is to forgive. And, you know, I don't know what's going on with you guys. I don't remember, but I can feel a few things, actually. So... Do you want me to look at her card specifically?
Yes. Do you want me to give you any details about some of the changes?
If you want to. I mean, this, you can do that.
She's a very troubled young woman, and there is drugs involved. And
yeah, that's what I was feeling was the drugs, and I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah. She is in rehab right now, Sharon, and my heart is just light from the joy of it. And yet I've learned in my own practice of meditation and my own practice of being at peace with the world is that I'm not putting expectations into it. I'm just joyful for her that at this moment in time that there could be that opportunity, Sharon, that something will resonate with her, something will really take a hold for her during this time.
You know, she has a lot of strong cards, Cindy, and I'm looking at her age 31, right?
Yes.
It's a Jupiter year, so it's a time when her consciousness could shift. It's 31 is also a 4, which creates some stability. Her 7 of Hearts is sitting in a very good position for her mind to become stronger.
Mm-hmm.
She has powerful mental cards and cards of strength. She also has cards that say she's going through a huge transformation. And her outcome card for the year is a different way of thinking. So she has a lot of support right now going for her. She needs to do the emotional work. I'll tell you something. It's not easy for someone like you or me to grasp fully what someone like her goes through. You're a king of clubs. Mm-hmm. You have a tremendous amount of mental strength. She's a 7 of Hearts. She's like a flower, you know, in a harsh environment, the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the heart suit tends to, when they fall, they become self-destructive.
Mm-hmm.
This is the bottom line for them on, you know, the challenging side of life, is that they can become self-destructive. So, and she's done that.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, and let's see, she is a Capricorn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So let's see what's going on with her other card. It is a time of tremendous change and transformation.
Mm-hmm.
The longer she stays with the program, the better.
Yeah.
You know, I mean... And I feel like her external environment, her outside of the rehab program, needs to be different when she comes out of there. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes, indeed it does.
So is she in a relationship?
It's hard for me to even talk about the relationship.
Okay, I feel like that she cannot go back to where she came from before she went into this program. It's
I feel
not...
that with every inch of my soul that that will only take her back to where she was, if that continues.
Okay, Cindy, I'm going to suggest a book to you. Do you have something to write with?
Yes, I do.
This book was written in the 50s. The title is The Law and the Promise. And the author is Neville, N-E-V-I-L-L-E, and you have to order this online, like Amazon or something.
All right.
And because, you know, it's there. This book, I mean, the introduction to this book turns some people off because of his jargon. He's got his own language. He makes up words like imaginal and things. But just open up and be with him because... he teaches you a technique that is so simple and so profound for not only shifting your reality, but somebody else's in a way to help them.
Wonderful.
To support her energetically, to step into a new way of being, which she wants to do or she wouldn't be where she is right now.
Yeah,
she would have found a way out.
Yeah.
She would have found a way out. And so even if that was, you know, death. So there's 40-some stories in this book, and the stories are really inspirational because people just say, well, I was in this situation, and this is what I did, and this is what happened. So it's really an inspirational book, and the technique is so simple and so sweet. And I feel like a lot of the people in the New Age community took that technique of his and, you know, called it something else, made it their own or whatever. Mm-hmm. I always like to go to the source. And it could have been somebody before him in the 1800s. But I really, it's a really great inspirational book. And it gives you guidance. And it's something that you can just do as you're falling asleep and waking up.
Oh, thank you.
And it'll be a great support for you and for Sarah.
Okay.
And I feel like I want to just take a quick look at her 7-year cycle to see how that looks for her. She started that cycle at 28. And let's just see. Wow. She's had the 9 of spades in her house since she turned 28. That's not an easy thing to deal with. And, you know, I mean, it's going to transform her entirely by the time she's 34. She is sitting in, see, this has not been an easy journey, but I'll tell you what, 28, 29, 30, 31, this year things start changing for her. And she gets stronger and stronger over the next few years.
Yes.
So, you know, all you can do is just do what you're doing because you're a wonderful support for her.
And
you're supposed
that
to,
is to
where
con-
you're, huh?
That is to continue to support her, tell her I love her, give her, you can do it, babe, I'm here, but there. And I will get this book because I feel like when we get into real specific things like this relationship is, to me, incredibly destructive, Sarah. That's my...
No.
Don't do it.
It
can't come from me, can it?
No. She has to get it herself. Let me tell you something. You're sitting for 7 years in her Neptune house, which means you have to communicate on the inner planes with her.
On the inner?
On the inner. You go inside. You talk to her subconscious from the inside. You talk to her spirit. You talk to her soul. You talk to her being from the inside.
All right. And I get that, Sharon. I get that judgment's coming from Mom. Just they don't work. They just
no,
don't
they
work.
Don't work. They don't work. She, you just love her and hold the space for her.
Okay.
And be curious about her journey and why she took it.
Mm-hmm.
Be curious about it.
All right.
You know. That opens a space for her to be curious about it. And that's where the learning comes in, and then she can develop discernment and perspective.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh,
Cindy,
sure.
I got to go.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you called. I'm really, really, really glad you called. Please stay in touch with me and let me know what happens, okay?
Thank you, and I will.
And I'm going to put her in my, you know, love pot and send her lots of yummy stuff. Yeah.
Excellent. Take care, and thank you.
Thank you. I have 1 minute to close this show. I want to thank everybody that called in. What a great show this was. It was really great. And you guys all made it great. And I want to thank you all for listening. And feel free to contact me. Go to my website. Sign up for my card of the day. Stay in touch. I have all sorts of new things coming soon. And I just send you all love and good wishes, and check out my website because I have some other things that are coming up that you may be interested in, okay? Much love to everybody and blessings.